The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
God is building.
You know that song? A people of power. Woo.
And he's making a people of praise that will march through this land by his spirit. And we glorify his precious.
So we'll make it a prayer.
We say, build your church, Lord. Make us one, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord. Through your Son. Make us strong, Lord. In your body. In the kingdom. In the kingdom.
So the media, I will have you get the song. When I'm done teaching, we are going to close with that song. God is it. So we are in the middle of something. Are you getting me? God is doing something. He's building a people of power. Tonight I'll be teaching on what I titled the supernatural church. Amen. You know it's our year of supernatural ministry, right? So, I'll be teaching on the supernatural church. So, let me have... Just be there. Let me have you get seated for a moment. The supernatural church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The supernatural church. Just be there. Just go ahead. Okay, you want to... You can go and come back. Okay, it's fine. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus... Are you ready? Are you ready, guys? Are you ready? The resurrection of Jesus is the highest supernatural happening that has ever happened at any time in history. The resurrection of Jesus is the highest move of God there has ever been. Are you following me? Is the highest move of God there has ever been. The resurrection of Jesus is the highest move of the Spirit that has ever happened. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible tells us, the eyes of your understanding, working with the King James, being enlightened, that you may know. That's Ephesians 1 verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the glory of his riches is. And 1 verse 18, not 4 verse 18. Okay, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now he talks about an inheritance in the saints, and now in verse 19 he said part of the things you should know is what is the exceeding greatness, in verse 19, of his power towards us who believe. Whenever I get to this place, I show you that the verse, in verse 19, you find the highest concentration of the word power in the New Testament. In this verse, about four different words for power was used. You see, and the four different powerful adjectives were used to qualify the word power. It talks about the exceeding greatness. And after that word exceeding, we'll talk about, will be the word, what? Exceeding. Hyperbolon. It means in the Greek, it means to throw beyond the limit. Something that is so much. That's where you get the word hyper. So what is the hyper? The word greatness there is the word megatos. It talks about something mega. That's why you get the word mega. So the hyper mega of his power was released to us who believe. according to the working, he used another word, mighty power. The word power, dunamis. So a lot of things explained. After saying all of that, he said all these things. Look at verse 20 now. This is what we're going to. All this mighty greatness, Gupa Balon power, and all that in verse 20. Are we having a delay? As fast as we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 20, he said, which he wrought in Christ. So all this power described was wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So the power that raised Jesus from the dead is actually the entirety of God's power. God mobilized the highest power he has ever deployed to raise Jesus from the dead. That's why the resurrection of Jesus is the highest display of the supernatural ever there has been. I didn't say people raising people from the dead. I'm talking about raising Jesus from the dead. Are you following me? You know, some of you think that Jesus died and on the third day he just said, well, I'm just going to wake up. If Jesus died and just got up on the third day, then he didn't die. He was sleeping. He died. What raised Jesus from the dead was power. All of God's power. Now, that's not because God needs all his power to raise the dead. No. Jesus raised the dead. Elijah raised the dead. Elisha raised the dead. We raised the dead till today. But the raising of Jesus from the dead was a special thing. Because I showed you that the way. Jesus did not just die physically. Do you remember that? The guy died spiritually. The guy died eternally. To raise him from the dead was to raise a man from spiritual and eternal death and to raise him from physical death. He took everything. He said the mighty display of God's power was seen when Jesus was raised from the dead. Are you following me? So Jesus did not just rise from the dead. There was power that rose him from the dead. That raised him from the dead. You know, Romans 8 verse 11 will tell us, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that same spirit be in you. So it tells you that there was a spirit that was responsible for Jesus rising from the dead. So Jesus didn't just wake up. The power of God raised him. If you follow, say amen. The power of God raised him. The power of God raised him. And that's not just small power. That's all of God's power. That is the mightiest display. It might amaze you to know that the highest display of God's power was not in creation. Jesus, God creating mountain, let there be this, let there be this. That wasn't all of, that was much of power. He was just talking. That was mighty power. But that's not all what was deployed when it was time for Jesus to rise from the dead. The mighty display of God's power is not seen when someone dies and we raise him back. It was seen when Jesus was raised from the dead. Now, that is the highest display of power. Now, why am I saying all of this? Because it was the resurrection of Jesus that birthed the church. The church is a product, a direct product of Christ's death and resurrection. There was nothing like church, the church as we know it now, before Jesus died. It was his rising from the dead that gave birth or that produced what we call church today. If you follow to this point, say amen. It was his rising from the dead. You know, Jesus talking to Peter, one day Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And they said, well, they said a lot of things. And then Peter said, you are Jesus, Son of the living God. Then he told him, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. He said, but my Father who is in heaven. And in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 17, he told him, you are Peter, meaning the rock. He said, upon this rock, I will what? Talk back to me. I will what? I will build my church. He said, and the gates of hell. Now, when we read gates of hell, some of you think he's talking about powers of darkness. Well, in the Greek, the word hell there talks about the place of the dead. Now, some translations will say the gates of Hades or the gates of grave. So he's saying, I will build my church and the grave cannot stop the building of my church. Do you follow to this point? So how was the church built? The church was built when Jesus died and rose again. So when the grave couldn't stop his rising, the grave could not stop the building of the church. So when some of us use this scripture for church building, say in the name of Jesus, as we build this church, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Well, if you declare that the power of darkness cannot win over the church or over your church building, you are still correct. Do you understand? But in context, that's not what this verse is saying. Are you following me, guys? This verse is saying that Jesus, all he was trying to tell them is, I will die. And after I die, I will rise. The power of hell cannot stop me from rising from the dead. When I die and rise, it will produce the church. In verse 8:19, he now says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Who did he give the kingdom? The church. When did he get the keys of the kingdom? When he died and rose again. So how was the church established? The church is a direct product of Christ's death and resurrection. The church is a direct product of Christ's death and resurrection. So when the grave could not stop Jesus, what it meant is that the church has been built. In Acts chapter 2, verse 24, Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, and he tells them the fact that God raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. So it was not possible that death could hold him down. So when death could not hold him down, that was the building of the church. So the building of the church, guys, is not a church building. It was an event. Okay? And so when Jesus died and rose, the church was now born. And so that's why you find out. So why am I taking you through all of this? Remember that this resurrection that bettered the church is the highest display of power and of the supernatural that has ever been. And that will ever be. Are you following me, guys? And it was that highest display of the supernatural that now produced the church. Therefore, we can say that the church is the product of the highest demonstration of the power of God that has ever been. Are you following me, guys? The church is the product. So, it took what produced the church was a mighty, mighty power. Move of the power of God that breathed the church. So, the church of Jesus Christ is a product of the power of God. In another way, the church of Jesus Christ is the product of the power of the greatest power of God has ever been. So Jesus, or can I put it another way? I can say God used all his power to raise us from the dead, right? I can also say that God used all his power to produce the church. Are we still correct? God deployed all his power, all his might, all his ability, all his almightiness to birth what we call today the church of Jesus Christ. Well, let me digress a little to say, that should tell you that the church is not an invention of man. Somebody did not just sit down one day and say, well, we are Christians, let's just start meeting as Christians. Jesus bettered the church. God bettered the church. It took power. It took power. It took power to produce the church. It took power. It was an act of power. A mighty act of the power of God that produced the church. And when I'm talking about the church, I'm not talking about Platform of Grace as a denomination. I'm still going to come to that. I'm talking about the church. Who is the church? The church are the people that believe in Jesus. You know that, right? Now, what makes Platform of Grace a church is the fact that we all believe in Jesus. That's why we are a church. We are not a church because we gathered in a building that has cross. Let me say this to you. If we put a mighty, mighty cross in front of this place, very big one, and then put red clothes and green, you know, arrange it like church, put candle, and it's so fine, bring keyboard, and then we'll release 100 unbelievers into this place, and all of them are here shouting Jesus, Jesus. That's not a church. Are you getting me? It's not a church because there is a cross. It's a church because it is a set of people that have been produced by the power of God. A sort of people that was produced, that have been birthed. So, what is the womb that carried the believer and produced him? That womb is called resurrection. Are you following me? The resurrection is the womb where the believer was nurtured, was birthed from. So, we are produced via the power of God, via the resurrection of Jesus. So, the church is a product of power. We are a product of power. So, the church, talking about believers, we individually... Remember, the church talks about, I've heard people say things like, I can't go to church because I am the church. That's nonsense. In a sense, you are the church, okay? Because you're a product of the power of God, you're a believer. You are the church, but then you should also go to church. I hope you know that by now. You should belong to an assembly, and I'm going to show you that a little shortly. But then, individually, we carry the power of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, he said, whosoever is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So every believer is one spirit with God. Every believer carries the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So I carry the Spirit of God. How much of the Spirit of God do you carry? How much? All of Him. How do you know that? In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, He said that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Remember that? Now in verse 10, He now said, and you are complete in Him. Do you understand? That same Christ, that the fullness of God dwells in Him, you are complete in that Christ. Put up like NLT of Colossians 2 verse 9 and verse 10. Colossians 2 verse 9 and verse 10. You are complete in Him. So Colossians 2 verse 9. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. NLT said, for Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Verse 10. So you are also complete through your union with Christ. So that which dwells in Christ, Colossians, not 1 Corinthians, that which dwells in Christ fully, now dwells in you fully. So you carry the fullness, the totality, the entirety of the power of God. The way Peter will put it in 1 Peter, 2 Peter, he will say you have been made partakers of the divine nature. So the divine nature of God dwells in you. The divine nature of God dwells in the believer. So I carry. Say it again. Say, I carry the fullness of God. One scripture that explains this in a very beautiful way is Ephesians 3 verse 20. It says, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or according to what? The power that works in you. So I get to this, but I tell you that actually when the believer is praying, the power that answers prayer is not coming from heaven. The power that answers prayer is dwelling in the believer. You get the point? And so the believer is a carrier individually. That's what I'm saying. Individually, we are carriers of the power of God. It's that, so in fact, where you are seated, you are a house of power. You are God's powerhouse. I'm God's powerhouse. Say, I'm God's powerhouse. So right away, I said, you are God's powerhouse. So that's a lot of mighty, mighty mind-blowing revelation already. However, when we now come together to meet as a church, remember, individually, you are one spirit with the Lord. Individually, you are God's powerhouse. Individually, you are complete in Him, right? Individually, you carry the fullness of the Spirit of God. Now, when we come together, now, you know, I was imagining this right time. Imagine if one believer standing is already powerful. When two believers now stand, three believers now stand. That's why you see the Bible says it's like, one shall chase 1,000. Two shall chase not 2,000. How many? Because the gathering of the believer, of believers, is a gathering of power. This is a power gathering. This is a coming together of power, 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 power. Do you get the point? You're a product of power. You're a product of power. You're a product of power. One by one, you carry the fullness of God. Fullness of God. We now come together. You see, let me say something to you. There is no more powerful place on earth than the church. You see, the transformer is the power release of the transformer is not as powerful as what is present when believers gather. Let me even say this to you. One believer is enough to challenge the whole gates of hell to a stop. How many believers? One is enough. Then two come together with their completeness. Three come together with their fullness. Five come together. Eight come together. 15, 1,000. All of them gather in the fullness of the power of God individually. There is no greater power gathering like than that. In Ephesians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. When Paul was talking to them, hallelujah. When Paul was talking to them about that brother that was caught, you know, sleeping with his father's wife, he was trying to tell them how to deal with the guy. So 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4. After this meeting, one of the things that will happen to you is that you will begin to have great value
and regard for the church whenever we gather. You know, sometimes when I teach on honor in the church, people don't understand. People think you can come into it and behave anyhow. You don't realize that what is around when we gather, the power available when we gather, you have not tested it anywhere. Are you getting the point? It is the most powerful place on earth, the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4. The most powerful place on earth. He said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, so Paul is saying, I'll be with you in spirit. But it's not just with my spirit, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ will be present. So whenever we come together, we are gathering unto power. Are you getting the point? We are bringing the power of God to become concentrated at the spot. Ah, how do I explain this to you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to explain this to you. You know, when there is, what makes the transformer more powerful, more, you know, you can touch some of this wire and the thing will just shake you up and you'll be fine. Just a little shaking. But then you touch transformer, you are gone. Except there is an intervention, divine intervention. Jesus came through for you. Why? Because there is electric power in every of those wires. But when you talk about a transformer, that is a high concentration, high voltage. When we gather, especially, that's why I'm doing this teaching, especially when you have, if not the reason why a believer can stand and Satan will oppress him, it's not because he's not powerful, you know, right? He's not aware. You know, right? And so a believer is full of power. But we'll walk in that power to the degree to which he's aware of the power. Should I say it again? You are powerful. You will walk in that power to the degree which you are aware of the power. Do you understand me? If you are not aware of the power, you can use it. Satan can manipulate you. Satan can beat you head to toe. And you have power. You are carrying the power of God. And you die from Satan because you're not aware you have power. Do you get the point? And so, a believer standing here is powerful, but let me put it this way. He is fully powerful, the fullest of power of God is in him, but he is as powerful as how much he's aware that he's powerful. Do you follow to this point? Now, think of having in other words, two believers standing together, all of them are powerful. Imagine having seven believers standing together, and all of them are fully, fully, fully aware of how much power that they have. That kind of meeting is the highest concentration of power there has ever been. Are you following me? You know, Jesus told them, he said, whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, he said, I am there in your midst. And so, the church of Jesus Christ is a supernatural place. The church is a supernatural place. I said again, the church is a supernatural place. And also I want to tell you something. That is why nothing is impossible when the church gathers. Should I say it again? When we gather as a church, if you want a place where nothing can be impossible, that place is in the church. Should I say it again? If you want a place that once you come in, you know, somebody wrote me something, you know, I'm going to tell this story with discretion. Somebody wrote me, you know, or sent me a testimony. That was 2 weeks ago. And she's a member of the church, okay, but she told me, she's not even a worker or committed or something. But then, she said they had a lot of issues. I don't want to go into details because it's a very complicated situation. But things were so bad, you know, and the sister was abroad and they were going to deport. A lot of things were going wrong. And she needed, the only way she was going to stay after her studies was that she was going to get a job. Okay? She was going to get a job, a mind-blowing job that were agreed to, you know, hallelujah. That were agreed to a lot of things, you know, Oyibo people. Now, if I go further, you might get the details. I'm trying to hide details. But the point was, she said that Thursday evening, she was just in her room, everybody was bothered in their house, and something just said, well, just go to church. And so she came to us. That I was teaching on superior system. You remember superior system? Now, she just came to church. And she said, I've not even come. They were doing opening prayer. Amen? Opening prayer. I'm sharing it because of the things she told me. I'll just tell him I'm trying to leave. They were doing opening prayer. He said that she was just busy praying. She said she felt someone, pay attention, open her bag and put something there. He said it was so real that she shocked
and turned to see if somebody was trying to steal from her bag. But the bag was just there. But somebody put something in there. That same evening, in fact, it was complicated. One of the issues he came with was also a sister of ours that was in school that they were saying, you know, as they say, she must have an extra year. They said, we didn't see your results. Some lecturers said they didn't see the results. And they have met everybody, the family that has connection. They've pulled all the strings. They say it can't happen. They need to have an extra year. That same evening, coincidentally, as you will say, amen? That same evening, the lecturer said, I think I saw the script too. That same evening, that's not tomorrow. That same evening, the sister got a job with, there are top 5 companies in the world, sister got a job with one of them. I don't want to get into details. Amen? And I'm telling, it's not like the next day. That same evening, now she told me something. She said, I wonder if people that attend that church, talking about this church, actually know how much is available when they're around. She had a lot of stories. I don't get the point. She was just, I said, I wonder, say, because every time I come here, I must live with a miracle. And that's what happens when we gather. Now, I didn't know about the story. I didn't even pray for the sick. I didn't pray for anybody that had a need. I've not even come. We were just doing opening prayer. The guy or the lady praying on stage was not even ministering, saying somebody's receiving. We are just praying. When we are gathered, power has gathered. And there is nothing impossible when we come together. Let me say this to you. Practice this year. If something difficult is happening to you, come to church. It doesn't matter the topic we are preaching on. Just stay in church and pray. You see, that is the highest power concentration there is. Anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. You know, that's the thing. Many of us don't understand what happened. You know, we take crusade. Listen carefully. We take crusade to an Islamic community. And we gather a bunch of 1,000 unbelievers. And one man of God stands on the stage and preaches. Blind eyes are opening. Deaf ears will say, man, see power. That is one person, one believer among 1,000 unbelievers moving that power. You see, the fact that the dead is rising there is nothing compared to the kind of power that is available when we gather as a church. We are talking about 30, 40, 100, 200 guys who are aware of the power of God working in them. That is the most powerful place on earth. The church is a supernatural place. You know, when the Lord finished this, you know, anytime I go over this, I'm afraid of the church. Amen? I tell people, I'm very afraid. You know, when this begin to happen and people begin talking how, so that church is this, I'm always very careful. Some churches may not be in light. They may not know what they're saying. But don't ever fight church. Do you understand me? Don't ever fight. Leave church. You see, whenever people gather and they gather in the name of the Lord and they are believers, the kind of power available there. You know, that's why I wonder what happens. Sometimes we hear things like that they gathered as a church and the witch entered into that place and bewitched somebody in the church. You see, that is the highest abomination. Is an embarrassment. When we gather, the highest gathering of the power of God is present. So there is nothing impossible when we are gathered. There is nothing impossible when we are gathered. I say it again. There is nothing impossible when we gather. There is nothing that cannot happen when we gather. There is no sickness that cannot be healed when we gather. There is no business that cannot resurrect when we gather. Are you following me? There is no situation that cannot be turned around when we gather. See, whether we pray about it or not, once we are gathered, power is concentrated here. Are you getting me, guys? Haven't you noticed that sometimes you're just so weak and so tired in your Christian walk, you don't even have strength for anything, and somebody managed to bring you to church, and you just get into church, it looks like current is entering you from every angle. Have you noticed that? You getting back, you are so fired up. Sometimes the pastor did not preach on anything. Sometimes what happened is that one iron sharpened you. Because this is a gathering of power. Do you understand? This guy is full of power. That guy is full of power. That guy is full of power. And all of us are aware. And all of us now gather. We are bringing all. Hallelujah. That is the most powerful place on earth. It is not powerful because of the building. It's not powerful because of the building. It's not powerful because of the mic. It's not powerful because it is fine. It is powerful because a crop of powerful guys are gathered in a space. If one of us can chase a thousand, and two of us can chase 10,000, then three of us will chase 100,000. You understand? It's geometric progression. Four of us will chase 1,000,000. Five of us will chase 10,000,000. Six of us will chase 100,000,000. Are you following me? There is something that happens when we are gathered that does not happen any other place. I respect the church. I have great respect for it. Every time believers are gathered, hallelujah. 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 And so the church of Jesus Christ is the highest concentration. And that's why you notice the man Jesus, every meeting he got, that's why I tell people, whenever we are gathered, anything supernatural is possible. Our meetings are not ordinary meetings. Jesus never held an ordinary meeting. The guy in Mark chapter 1 verse 22, they were having a meeting. He was teaching. Pay attention, when we gather, anything can happen. We were having a meeting in Mark 1:22. He was teaching. He wasn't teaching about anything. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. And in verse 23, remember, he was teaching. There was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, hallelujah, saying, let us alone. Notice, he was just teaching. He was not praying. He was not binding. He was not casting. He was, talk back to me, he was teaching. Just teaching. Just teaching. Just teaching. And a man began to cry out, do you want to destroy us before our time? He was teaching. The day God will open your eyes to the kind of power that is available whenever we are gathered as a church, you will know that anything can happen when we come. Are you getting me? Anything can happen when we come. The kind of power. He said, do you want to destroy us before our time? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. The guy was just teaching. Just like I'm sitting here and I'm just teaching. For instance, as I'm teaching now, if you're a witch in this place, you cannot manifest again. You cannot use your power again as I'm teaching now. Because I'm teaching. Do you understand? There is power here. As I'm teaching now, if you're a witch, you are not a witch. Your power can no longer work. Because I'm teaching. If you are possessed, you can no longer use your power. Because I'm teaching. Do you understand me? I was holding a meeting many years ago, as far back as 2007, in the night. And then the Lord opened my eyes. And I saw this young lady that was sent. This is not, it doesn't happen in Nigeria movie, it happens in real life. That was sent to the meeting to come and disrupt the meeting. And she was so committed to the meeting when she came in. In fact, she was one that was reading Bible for me whenever I mentioned Bible verse. And I was just holding my meeting. And such things don't scare me. And the Lord opened my eyes and I saw, but I didn't see her. And I said, well, there is somebody here that was sent to this meeting. You belong to all these small groups. And they asked you to come and investigate this meeting and find a way to disrupt the meeting. So if you are the person, come out. Everybody was there. My brother was there that night. If you are the person, come out. Well, she didn't come out. I said, I'm going to give you some time. If you don't come out, I'm going to bring you out myself. When we gather, power has gathered. Amen. So I said, I gave some time. She didn't come out. I gave time. She didn't come out. I said, well, since you don't want to come out, power of God locates the lady, throw her out to this place. Immediately, the power of God lifted. I'm telling you a real life story. Amen. Lifted and dropped her in the middle where I was standing. I said, pick her up. Take her outside. Let's go inside. Let's know what the problem is. You see, when we gather, power has gathered. When we gather, you see, demonic activities can't occur in certain places when believers are gathered, except they're not aware. Are you following me? The highest concentration of power is found when believers are gathered. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, these guys never had a non-supernatural meeting. They were having a meeting, Acts 2, verse 1, and the Holy Ghost came. And how many spoke in tongues? All of them spoke in tongues. All. That was a supernatural meeting. Every of their meeting, casual or uncasual, was supernatural. In chapter 4 of Acts, verse 31, Bible said, after they prayed, the place where they prayed, so imagine they just gathered. That's why, you see, I'm not talking about the church when we gather here. You see, your cell meetings are supernatural. I'm telling you, this was supposed to be a cell meeting.
because they had threatened them that they should not preach again. So they went back. The Bible says they went back to their own company. So it's like they talk to their cell. And you run back to your cell leader and say, ah, they said we should not pray again. They said, we should not preach again. And we are afraid. He said, let us hold our hands and pray. They prayed. The ground began to shake. The power was so powerful that it began to affect the physical building where they were. That is the kind of power that is available when believers gather. Are you following me? It was so powerful that the building began to shake physically. 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 See, have you seen that before? I've seen more than that. Physically. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2 verse 42. In Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Whenever they gathered, whether they gathered to pray, or they gathered to teach, or they gathered to sing, it was supernatural. Bible said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Doctrine that talks about teaching and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Verse 43. Let's do it together, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. Wonders and signs were done every time they gather. You know what Jesus was teaching in a place? He was not planning to heal the sick. He was just teaching. And then they opened the roof and they dropped a paralyzed person. He did not tell them, why are you guys bringing this guy? This was a healing meeting. Once we are there, anything supernatural can happen. Are you getting me, guys? Once we are gathered, anything supernatural can happen. Because our gathering is the most powerful place on earth. Right? Never forget it. The church is the most powerful place on earth. The most powerful place on earth is not the government house. It's not where people are carrying guns. It's not where money is. It is where believers are. We are the most powerful people on earth. So when we all wake up to this consciousness, because why I'm doing this teaching is, one of the things the Lord said to me about this year, all our meetings this year will be strictly supernatural. And what we need to achieve that kind of thing, because we already supernatural people. Our meetings are already supernatural. But in reality, to have that kind of meeting in reality, all of us must individually be aware of the consciousness of the God that we all carry. There is power inside of you. Amen? Are you getting the point? You see, let me even digress a little. I don't know why God is pulling me to this. That's why none of our meetings must be taken for granted. Whether it is choir rehearsal. You come to choir rehearsal and you talk anyhow. You are chewing chewing gum. You are drinking water. You are just sitting, you are quarreling with somebody. That is a supernatural gathering right there. That's a coming together of the power of God. And people are quarreling in the presence of it. Are you getting me? Whether you call it cell, none of our meetings are ordinary meeting. Technical people want to hold meeting. Whether they're meeting in church or they just want to say, where we go meet cell? Let us meet in so place. And then they gather there and they begin to meet. That is a supernatural gathering. That the kind of power there. The kind of power, let me say this to you. The kind of power in that meeting can raise Jesus from the dead. Did you get it? Why? If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in, does it dwell in you? So the same thing that was responsible for Jesus raised from the dead is not living in every believer. Now five of them now come together. If there are five Jesuses, they can raise them. Our meetings are not ordinary. That's why we don't come to church and we do certain things. That's why when I talk about all of our meetings, some people are in church. I don't know why I'm digressing. That is not what I plan to say, but some people come to church and they can't sit down one place. Yeah, they stand up, they go out. That's what is totally. A call enters. They're answering in church. Hello? Hello? Call me back. I did church. I done the anointing. Call me back. Right in the church. The guy doesn't know where he is. The guy doesn't know the kind of power. The guy, and then before you know, people now begin to talk about church. You feel like an insult. They are not buying that pastor. That's very. What you are doing. Hallelujah. Say power is here. Say it again. Say power lives here. Say power lives here. So we must have this in reality. And I'm going to mention some things that the Lord pointed out to me. If we're going to have this in reality, because actually creating a supernatural church is all our responsibilities. Okay? It is not just in the hands of, there's a role a pastor has to play to create a supernatural church. Don't miss what I'm saying. We are already supernatural. Do you understand? So when I'm talking about creating a supernatural church, I'm talking about having living in the reality of what we already have. Do you understand? Now, it's not just in the hands of the pastor to have a supernatural local church. It's not. What's a supernatural local church, for instance? We're talking about a church where there is full display of the things of the Spirit by everybody and in everybody, and there is mighty move. A kind of church that people just come in from the door, they're getting healed. Nobody's praying for them. Amen? A kind of church that, you know, where kind of things that happen, where a witch can come in and suddenly become born again. A prostitute can come in and nobody has preached to her and she's kneeling down. She's sobbing under the anointing and she's crying. How you get the point? A kind of church that you bring a HIV person and as the person is done, he is going straight to the hospital because he knows I just got my healing. I get the point. Without prayer, you know, there is a church you get, there are places you get into, a fresh consciousness will just hit you. I'm telling you, church is supernatural alone. You just come in, we're talking about the church where you come in and you just stand, you just come in and you know. I ever enter church and you just know that a need was solved. Sometimes you come to church trusting God for one interview you went for, and after service, they didn't even pray about it. You just have this assurance. Hallelujah. This assurance. Now, a lady came to a church one day. The lady had HIV. So she came for a healing meeting. They held it after the meeting, the first and second day. She called her friend though and said, see, now she has not gone for test. They have not prayed for her. She told her friend, I'm attending a program. Come on the third day. When you come, we both will be healed. That, you know, you come into that atmosphere, there is a conscious, a knowing that there is power here. That kind of atmosphere, that kind of church, is not just the duty of the pastor. The pastor has a role to play in raising that kind of church. We are going to play the role this year. But it's all our responsibility. Why? Remember I told you. Because the move of the Spirit in a church is dependent on the spiritual growth of the individual members. Do you remember this statement? Do you remember this statement? Now, I love to use this example. Have you ever gone to preach somewhere where the people are not spiritually mature? It's always very difficult. It is easier. I always share this story. I was invited to preach somewhere. I always share this story, always. So, I was supposed to teach on tongues. So, I was excited about it, you know, teaching about tongues. So, I just got into the meeting and began to talk about tongues. And I was just talking, you know, tongues. But my words were bouncing back to me. Have you ever felt like that? The thing will hit the wall and jump back to me. It will hit the wall and jump back to me. I say, what's happening? So at the time, the Holy Ghost said, you are running, slow down. So I now ask all of them, how many of you believe that all believers should speak in tongues? Their hands were down. Okay. How many of you believe that the Holy Ghost lives in all of us? Their hands were down. How many of you believe? I said, okay. I went up to my note and now said, let us go to Mark chapter 16. because we are very far. And I was talking about how tongues, you stay, you talk in tongues for 4 hours. When you come out, power. Since that I know if I preach here, this roof will be upside down. But these guys are just looking at me. I say, okay. Now, their individual spiritual growth affected every move in that place. If I'm gonna be a mighty move there, we might need 3 days. First day, teach them. We'll practice small. Second day, do you understand? Then the third day, everybody can now. So if we're going to have a spiritual local church, it's all our duties. It's dependent on our individual growth. I get the point. Our individual growth, our individual progress in our work with God, that's what will determine the kind of flow we are going to have. If you're still, let's say amen. And it starts from teaching. That's the job of the pastor. That's why every pastor and minister here, I've said it in, as in during our crossover service, one major place I'd like you to focus a lot this year is on teaching the supernatural. Amen? Anything the church keeps teaching will become the reality. Anything the pastor keeps teaching will become the reality of the members. So we must teach. And apart from we teaching, you must pay attention this year to learning more about the supernatural. Are you getting me? Are you following me? The gospel we preach is not devoid of power. The gospel we preach is a power gospel. It's power in itself. It should be able to open blind eyes. Are you following me? It should be able to stop deaf ears. And the entirety of that power is in you. All of them. Say, I can raise the dead. Say it again. 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 So I can open blind eyes. I can stop deaf ears. I can stop deaf ears. I can stop deaf ears. I can raise the cripple. I can raise the cripple. Say, nothing is impossible with me. You need to learn this and know it. You must know it. So I can prophesy. I can prophesy. I can interpret tongues. I can speak in tongues. I can interpret. I can prophesy. I see visions. I see visions. I see visions. I see by the Spirit. I know by the Spirit. I see by the Spirit. I know by the Spirit. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. I touch deaf ears and they begin to hear. I touch the dead and the dead is raised. This is my reality. You must learn this. If we all come to this reality, supernatural flow becomes much more easier. Are you getting the point? You know, I was giving an example at Zoe where an usher is just shaking someone and saying, "Oh, you are welcome to church. You are welcome. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us today. You know, that challenge, that dream you saw last night, Lord is saying he has settled the problem. Welcome to church." That's word of knowledge on the go. As an usher. Are you getting the point? Word of the Lord on the go. You don't shake the person. You say, my brother, welcome to church. You know, I was sensing that you were having a very tough time last night. You know, a lot of depression issues. Don't worry, my dear. You're doing it like welcome. Don't worry. God will work. We'll handle it. God bless you. Have your seats. That's word of knowledge on the go. Are you getting the point? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory! That's what I'm going to go. Hallelujah! You're just an usher and you walk up to someone and you touch the person. You say, "My brother, the pain just disappeared. God bless you. Welcome to our church. You are sick." And you are not second guessing because power lives here in this guy. If all of us are equally aware, it becomes easier to have a spiritual local church. That's what we're going to teach a lot this year. Do you understand? If all of us are equally aware, it becomes easier. It becomes easier. It becomes easier. But talking about the choir walks up the stage and are singing, they are not, you know, the main thing I believe, I'm going to share some of this with you. They are not actually saying, whether they say somebody is getting here right there, it's not as important. But then they are done singing, the whole place is upside down. Time we give you to minister on stage, whether it's praise or it's worship or it's dance, decide what you want to see before you leave the stage. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not a singer, but you see, I can sing down any building. It's not voice, it's power. I'm for free. You may not like my voice. Some of you know the story of how they wanted to invite me to a singing. I was preaching. Let me teach this to you. You need to hear this story. I was preaching somewhere, and after I finished, I preached powerfully, and at the end of the message, I was now singing. I was singing. The power of God was in there. You could feel it. It was thick in the atmosphere. Some were on the floor. Some were somersaulting. I'm not joking though. Some were rolling down. And then this man of God was the next speaker. He walks in with his team. I was just standing shaking. He didn't know I preached. Do you understand? So after I finished my session and I went to, he began to look for me. He said, get me that guy, any place he is. So finally, he gets my number and calls me and say, I want to come and see you. He's an older man of God. I'm a man of honor. I said, you cannot come and see me. I'll come and see you. So I went to his office and we met. He said, oh, finally you are here. I have a worship concert coming up. And I want you to come and sing. So I started laughing. He said, I'm very serious. I said, I'm not a singer. He said, come off it. He said, you're a singer. That was, but when the one I saw singing, and I said, I'm the one. He said, I'm not, are you come and say, I said, I'm not a singer. I've never sung. He said, I'm not a, he said, is it that you have voice? You don't like singing because you are so, I said, see, I don't have voice. I don't have anyone. And so he tried to convince me. So in the process of time, the daughter who came with him to the meeting came in and saw me and was like, Dad, you finally got him. So they've been talking about me that I've come to sing in their church. He said, you finally got him. The man said, can you imagine? And he said, he's not a singer. He said, don't say that, Joe. I said, see this Morgan. But I'm not a singer. I've never sang in my life. Glory to God. So I don't know. I took time. I was explaining to him. He said, but I saw you singing. I said, no. I preached. So after we said, whatever you did that night, come and do it in my church. I said, that's preaching. So after much, I didn't know how to come. I told him, okay, sir. The thing is, I'm not a singer, but sometimes the anointing used to come upon me. And when, that's the only way I could convince him. And he said, eh. And I told him, I don't know when he used to go. I may come to your church and it will not come upon me. Please. You know, but hallelujah. Before I come and embarrass my, but the truth is, I'm not a singer. But you see, it is the anointing. Amen. I may be singing and you are saying that guy's voice. What was that guy trying? He hits another key. He hits another key. Before you know, you're on the floor. That's the truth. There is such a thing as power. This thing we are doing is not ordinary. Are you getting me? Ministry is not in the flesh. It's not in the flesh. It's not about riffs and runs. That's why this don't move me. Sing well, Joe. There is power when you sing. And there should be. Are you getting me? Do you know, I believe that this thing called keyboard, I've explained this to you guys before. I believe that you can trust the Lord to have such an anointed hand that when you strike a chord, it will make a difference. Have you seen that in the Bible? I've explained this. I've seen that many times in the Bible. David will come without singing. We begin to play the guitar. An evil spirit will jump out of Saul. Are you listening to me? There was more. He would just be playing the guitar. He would just be playing the guitar. And evil spirit will jump out of Saul. They will gather around Jericho and play instruments and blow trumpets and shout. The wall will collapse. Who is following what I'm talking about? You can begin to trust the Lord because that's what we're going to teach a lot this year about this. We're going to teach a lot about this this year. We're going to teach a lot about this this year. Hallelujah. We're going to teach a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot about this. So everybody must come to the consciousness of the fact that was natural. So we'll teach about that. So in teaching back, we begin to cultivate, in teaching more of it, we begin to cultivate that local church. As we are teaching, everybody's learning about what they can do in the supernatural. We are building a thorough spiritual environment. It's thorough spiritual environment. Once I'm teaching, everybody's, we're all growing, all of us are catching power, all of us know what we have. We are getting a very charged environment. Another thing that makes for a serious spiritual church is we must receive and share, pay attention, you must receive and normalize sharing testimonies of the supernatural in our church. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying become proud. When the Lord heals the sick through you and you have the opportunity, share it with us, not in pride. The more we share testimonies of the spiritual power of God, the more such things happen amongst us. And let me even advise you, stop holding back your testimonies. I have to send it to some of you as a warning. That many of you, amazing things happen to you. Don't hold it back. If you're holding back, you are stopping that flow in the church. Whatever I say after this meeting, whatever happens to you, write to me at terrorleadership.com. It's not just to gather them. Some of the things you send, I don't even post them anywhere. You know, right? Yeah. The thing is, once you keep sharing it, and once in a while we read it out, we are telling the church, once we keep hearing it and hearing testimonies of it, we are creating the environment and room for that kind of thing to happen more and more. Do you understand me? If there are things that the Lord, so you go pray, you're praying for the sick, somebody was paralyzed in your area, you lay hands on the person begins to walk. When you have an opportunity, in all humility, you get the point? In all humility, let us know. Let's give glory to God. Do you know, as they're sharing that, one other believer somewhere is seeing that that is possible. Even when you receive a miracle, oh, you came to the church, there was a sharp pain at your back, and you just got healed. Let us know. As you are sharing it. You know, there was one testimony that, you know, some of you know this story. They posted it online. The lady that had an issue with an incurable case with her bones and all that. The day the miracle finally perfected, I was holding a meeting. Some of you know the meeting. And I was receiving testimonies. As well as sharing testimony. And she was not even coming out to be healed. So people are coming to testify. So she was at the back. So she now said, let her come to the front to watch very well what is happening, you know. So she was, people were testifying, and one guy testified about his bones. Immediately the guy testified, the power of God, she felt the fire of God go through her. Do you know what happened? Immediately she heard that thing, there was an awakening of conscience that this can be you too. And right there she got her healing immediately. Are you getting the point? You started business with 1,000. We lay hands on you and pray for you. It multiplies to 10 million. Tell us. The more you are telling us, you are making room for that kind of thing to keep happening in that local church. We started seeing short legs grow here. When I started talking about short legs growing a lot. Are you getting the point? When I started talking about short legs growing, the more we keep talking about it, everybody, even the smallest person in church, we now know that there's a possibility that short leg can grow. Are you getting me, guys? We must share these testimonies. We must receive these testimonies. And when you hear those testimonies, celebrate them. You know, when you hear, celebrate them. It's making us know that if you are waking to the consciousness that that can happen. I learned this actually not from the Bible. I saw it in the Bible later. But I learned this from a man of God. A ministry I used to be part of. The guy began to share particular, he got clips and testimonies of some of these men of faith, heroes of faith. You know, some of these old guys that have died. A particular kind of testimony about a particular kind of sickness. I began to share it in his ministry. After he would share it with them, they would watch the video. He was just sharing with them, telling them how he didn't take that. That same thing. It started happening from him and from every other person. Are you getting the point? From every other person. You need to realize that when we, see, you know, words are spiritual energy. You know, right? When we begin to talk about how a sick person has been healed, how a demon possessed person was cast out, how that happened. I don't want us, don't let us go for evangelism and come back and say, many people got healed. Tell us what happened. We want to hear that the guy was paralyzed for 8 years that can now walk. We are not glorifying sin or flesh. We are glorifying Jesus. If there were no documentations of those things, there will be nothing in the four gospels for us to read. Is that not true? They documented them, that's why we have them. And you notice, let me even teach you something. You notice, whenever you read the four gospels, if you want to work miracles, stay on the four gospels. Read all the miracles of Jesus. Move to the book of Acts. When you do it for like 2 weeks, you go and raise the dead. Those testimonies steer something different in you. And so, one of the things that must be constant in our midst this year are those testimonies. Even if we don't give you a chance to come and share them, write to us. Tell us what happened to you. Tell us that the blind saw. Tell us how you came to the meeting. Tell us how, as the choir, do you realize, if you're a chorister here, has someone ever testified that on Sunday when they were singing, I was having headache, it left. If you are the one that led song that day, it changes your life. Yes, I get the point. You know, next time you're about to lead song, you tell them, you see tonight. Hallelujah. Anything we want to see in our midst, let's talk about it. Let's not forge it. Let's not lie about it. But let's talk about it. If it is happening, then we should talk about it. Amen. One of the things that we might even do this year, we might print tracts and write document testimonies and send out. If we keep telling people about miracles and people know that there are miracles happen here, they will always come for it, and it will always happen to them. I get the point. He said, we don't share testimonies, we only share testimonies of salvation, people that got saved. Well, we have the book of Acts. Don't we have the book of Acts? Don't we see the miracles? Didn't we read the testimonies? Did we not see the cast that was raised? Didn't we see Ananias that was raised? Didn't we see the man at the beautiful gates? We saw them. And the more they kept talking about that, those stories kept spreading. More people kept getting healed. Are you getting me, guys? So we'll share these testimonies more and more. We'll share, so don't hold it back. Another thing I want to talk about that must help us this year is that you must celebrate the supernatural amongst us. Never commonize the things of the Spirit. Never. Never. Never commonize the things of the Spirit. You know, there are things we do regularly that we might begin to see it as a common thing. Things like, let's come and give word. And somebody just come and have a word for us. The Bible, God said, and you just see it as a common thing. That's why it doesn't bless you. The things of the Spirit must always remain sacred before you. Amen. If I let me add this. Honor supernatural things. Honor them. Honor them. Honor them. I was talking to our pastors yesterday and I was saying, I was going to warn us. You don't make jokes with anything spiritual. You don't make jokes with how people speak in tongues. Ra-ta-ta-ta. This is what I'm doing. Stop it. If you keep making jokes with such things, you are limiting that influence in your life and in your midst. There is nothing funny about spiritual things. What is funny about tongues? What's funny about healing? What's funny about prophecy? Is that how that guy used to prophesy? He say, Rakaka, Yeka. You are laughing. Whereas all of us don't yet flow in the Spirit. And we are laughing with people that flow. Are you getting me, guys? You stop it in your personal life. If we commonize it, it will stop because it will stop happening amongst us. If we commonize it, we are limiting the influence among us. If we don't honor it, it will become a common thing among us. Before you know, it no longer have value. And so you celebrate spiritual things. So you hear somebody share testimony of, I was blind, now I can see. Glory to God. Somebody else says, I had that attack, now I'm fine. Glory to God. Someone else says, well, my own is not really a big problem. Just that there was this pain happening here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just one small headache happening. Glory to God. People die from headaches. Don't you know? People die from headaches. Somebody says, the pastor prayed for me and I got supernaturally 10 million. Glory! Another person says, supernaturally, you know, I was very broke last week. I didn't have food to eat. After pastor finished praying, I was going home. Somebody just dashed me 1,000. Glory! He said, 1,000? Is it your power that did it? Is it the power of God? We are not celebrating, we are celebrating the power of God that was deployed to do it. Hallelujah. Can I announce to you, there are no small miracles. There are no small miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I prayed, and one pimple in my face disappeared. Can you remove pimple? If you cannot remove pimple, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The things that God will always do for us, you always remain big in your eyes. Amen. Big in your eyes. That's why you go for evangelism, and then you pray for someone, and the guy was paralyzed, and he gets healed. You say glory. The next person you pray for, he was just having kata. But when you pray, he said, the kata has stopped. Glory to God. It's not a small testimony. It was kata that was healed. Because it was kata that was worrying him. If it was blindness, he would have seen. Are you getting the point? He said, anything happening to you, say one quick girl here, not here, one small pain. And you pray, it's like I find the pain again. Glory, glory, glory. We celebrate spiritual things. We celebrate testimonies. Are you following me, guys? We celebrate testimonies. Somebody comes up here and says, you know, hallelujah. The Lord said, He's bringing us into a new season of our life. Don't just turn your seat and say, Don't be a boring local church. God said, such the Lord, He's bringing us into a new season of our life. Somebody should stand up and take off. Glory, glory, glory. A new season is here. Most times, the person that celebrates it will always have it.
Because it shows he believes it. And I tell you, a new season is here. 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 Glory! 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 Woo! You know, I heard the Lord said, He is bringing us into the best shape of our life. 2022, the best shape of your life. The best you've ever had. The best you've ever had. The best you've ever had. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, three house miracles we are just released right now as we are celebrating that. Three house miracles. Three house miracles. Miracles about houses. Have the house. Have the house. Have the house. Glory to God. And I'm talking about what will happen in 40 days. Houses in 40 days. Houses in 40 days. It just happened right now. Glory, 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 glory. Woo. And one of the things that will help us, sit down for a moment. One of the things that will help us is when things like this come, take note. When they happen, let us know. We spoke about a 21 days miracle at Zoe. How many of you received it? 21 days. Now, you don't just say, I received it. Let us know. The more you let us know, we are opening the door for that thing to happen more and more in our midst. More and more in our midst. Are you getting the point? Don't hold back your testimonies this year. And whenever you hear testimonies, celebrate it. Whenever you hear, celebrate it. So we're going to do that a lot and a lot this year. Of course, we must honor our meetings. And I don't know. I'm not even going to have, but I think we'll close shortly. Then to have that kind of special local church, each of us must individually convert the things of the Spirit. First Corinthians 12 verse 31. It says, convert earnestly the best gift. If we are going to have a special local church, there is going to, there should be an individual desire in every one of us to do spiritual things at a different capacity. Now, don't hear what I didn't say. I'm not talking about a desire to have spiritual things, because you already have them. You know, right? You know, right? You're already full of God. But there should be a desire to do these things. There should be a desire to raise the dead. And I share that testimony with you guys about me too, Lord. Remember? Lord. Me too. Hallelujah. I'll teach tomorrow. I'll share a story with you. I shared this story about a few years ago, but I'll teach repeat tomorrow night. A revival happened in a certain place, and one man called Jeremiah Lamphere had it. And he shouted, why not here? Why not now? If it can happen, there should be a converting in your heart. Right? You see the dead raised. I've told you, anytime you see a miracle, a supernatural stuff happen, don't just celebrate it in amazement. Jesus Christ. Celebrate it as, this guy is showing me what I can do. Do you understand the point? If I walk up to somebody and I say, because we do that a lot this year, and I say, sleep, and you're going to sleep for the next 15 minutes. You've seen that here, right? Yeah. And then the person goes and I begin to sleep. Now that shouldn't just make you feel, my pastor Desha, the guy gave power. That should tell you, this is what is at work in me too. Are you getting the point? It's at work. Where did I learn all those sleep things from? I can show you many places. Genesis chapter 3. The Lord caused a deep sleep to come upon. They approached Jesus to arrest him. He asked him, "Who are you looking for?" They fell down.
activate this and you know it works in you. Sometimes robbers are coming to you and they come close and say, what do you want? You know God is working amongst us. Let me share this story with you. This is angelic whatever. Happened in one of our centers. Because they are here now. They were planning to, they were planning Thanksgiving. And then this money, they had withdrawn the money from the bank. So the treasurer now had the money and was now going to go and buy stuffs with the money, you know. And then the money, the bag, everything fell out. If you ever handled church money, if you lose it, it's better you lost your money than you lose church money. So the money fell out. She was already wailing like somebody that lost the husband. What you might call coincidentally, a minister in the church was passing there, not even close to the church, passing and saw this waterproof and something told him, open it. And he opened it and he didn't even know the money was missing. Nobody had said. So he just felt, man, I've seen money. That same thing in him told him, take this money, start going back to the church and go and show your pastor that you just saw money. Carried the money, came back, opened, showed the pastor. It was exactly the money that dropped off. We're looking for. That is a lot of spiritual happening. Money does not fall out like that and remain. When you hear things like this, you announce to yourself, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing damaged, nothing lost, nothing missing. Nothing missing. That's how we'll complete this year. Nothing missing. Nothing damaged. Nothing broken. Nothing lost. Nothing missing. Nothing damaged. Nothing broken. Nothing lost. Woo! The supernatural is amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I declare whatever that you've lost in the past 40 days, you find it. You find it. I declare a better replacement. A better replacement. You lost a job. A better replacement. You lost money. A better replacement. You lost your gadget. A better replacement. In the name of Jesus. Nothing missing. Nothing missing. How many of you want to flow in the power of God? Because it should be your desire. The thing should be hungering you. We want to see people raise the dead this year. Your heart will begin to cry out for it. My hands shall touch power. My hands shall open blind eyes. We are a supernatural church. We are a supernatural church. I want a desire to rise in everybody here. That this year, I will heal the sick. This year, I will lay hands on dead things and they come back to life. Listen, I've shared this story with you many times, but it's about desire. I went to a meeting, you know the story, and I was in a meeting. I like calling the name whenever I tell the story. It was Reverend Dr. Omar Okpai, 2006. I sat there in the meeting, and I couldn't sit. I was standing, and the guy said, if you have a handkerchief, raise it up. First of all, he blessed the handkerchief. He said, put it back in your pocket. Then he got it for the sick. He spoke. The first cripple got up. I am not telling you, it happened before me. I saw wheelchair. I heard shouts. I couldn't contain it. I was running around. I was shouting. I was with my friend. I was holding his hand. I was shouting, we can do this. That's all I was shouting. They put ribbon in front. You know those kind of crusades. I climbed under the ribbon. I wanted to see. I wanted to have first class experience. I'm not packaged. So I climbed under the ribbon. They were holding ushers. I said, leave me. The man said, ushers, leave them. I said, hey, they say, leave us. We don't have sense. I want to go to the front. And I got there. I stood there. I was just, you see blind people. You see cripples. And
And I went to, with a handkerchief, they blessed for me. I had a game, you know, all these video games. The adapter was bad. I placed the handkerchief on the game, on the adapter. The adapter repaired. Okay. So I got very angry. I said, handkerchief? Attended a program I attended. I set the handkerchief on fire. I'm telling you reality. I said, whatever is working in this man. This is me now. Am I not a human being? He's gone. Am I not safe too? And from that day, I decided I will not eat in. It was a crusade. But I said, I will never live an ordinary Christian life again. Everything you see me doing now, I planned for it. I planned that I would do it. All this, take it. I planned it. I put Benny Hinn's video. You know Benny Hinn? The guy would just say, you know Benny Hinn? He just... And I ran to the television. I put my hand on the screen. He romantic, robotic, abashanda. As he's working in him, he's working in me. I'm hungry because I know the thing is mine. When I now learned that it was mine, it began to pain me more. How can it be mine and I'm not using it? So I'll go to a meeting. I'll say, do you want it? The first I tried it, I just said, let me try. I just did my hand. Wow, people fell. I removed my suit. Say, it's not New Testament. That's your business. I removed my suit. I flung the suit. And people went down. So, this is working. Hallelujah. I said, this is working. I walked Pastor Chris Oyakilome. And the guy brought somebody and put him and said, my shadow, as I pass through with my shadow. You know, I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I am a believer. And I said, oh, it's not shadow levels. And I went to the Bible and I saw it. That Peter will be passing. They will keep guys along the road. That his shadow might fall on them. Ah, me too, Lord. Ah, me too, Lord. Me too, Lord. As it is working in that man. So, I began to practice. I will go for a meeting. I will walk through. People will fall. I say, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I will read about John G. Lake. You know John G. Lake? How the guy will stand. You know, I remember the day somebody told me. The girl said, I can't come this close to you. Everything we are doing now, we planned. We held a meeting 2013. Some of you, I remember, when that before church started. Campus Foundation. We will hold meetings. Then I used to administer communion. Our administer communion. How many of you ever partook of that communion at any time? You can't touch it and stand. You know, right? I think it was an accident. I converted it. People will touch it. Someone came to the meeting with chicken pox, head to toe. Partook of the communion. Got totally everything cleared. Are you getting me, guys? We are in a season, you know. And the Bible said convert. Why did he say convert? God cannot ask you to convert what is not your own. That will be stealing. Right? Convert for it because it is yours. These things are in you. They are in you. Glory to God. This year you must be bold to manifest the power of God. I'll say more tomorrow. You must be bold. You must be bold. Somebody can be looking for money. You say, I tell you, by this time tomorrow, you will have it. Power lives here. Power works here. If all of us can individually convert and flourish here, that will be a mighty supernatural local. All of us are just there. So every day you are coming to church, you are coming to see pastor prophesy. You are coming not just to be blessed. You are coming to see examples of what you will do when you go home. Bible says we should feed the flock of God, not by lording it over them. We are being examples unto them. My job is to show you. Glory to God. My job is to show you. Hallelujah. Like I can show you now that I can punch this guy and he will fall.
My job is to show you that it can happen. I point this lady now and she will fall. I show you that it can happen. Hallelujah. Should I point someone else? I point this guy now and he will not be able to stand it. That's the power of God. Glory to God. My job is to show you that there is power working here. Glory to God. This guy is not ordinary. Take it. Take it. Glory to God. My job is to show you. My job is to show you. My job is to show you that if it is working in me, it can work in you. My job is to show you guys. That's my job. Whoa. That's my job. That's my job. That's my job. To show you that you can see in the spirit, you can hear in the spirit, you can perceive in the spirit, you can understand by the spirit, your eyes can be open, you can see, you can touch, you can feel. The anointing of God is palpable, and this you want to touch it. I want to still desire you. This is the year we will preach the word of God. It will come with power. Some of you will be preaching to people in evangelism. You see them crying and shaking. I'm telling you. You find addiction broken off literally. Because the words I preach to you, I did not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit. We don't preach out of intelligence. We don't preach out of smartness. We are not smart. It's not smartness that gets people saved. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Power, 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 power. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. You know, there is someone here. Where you are surrounded by Muslims. Muslims. You see a lot of Muslims around you. And it's been laid in your heart to minister to them. I want you to lift your hands where you are, if I just spoke to you. You have a lot of Muslims around you. A lot of Islamic guys around you. Raise your hand, I'm going to pray. See. It's not grammar that converts Muslims. It's not grammar. It's not grammar. It's not exegesis. You don't say the Greek word for Jesus is Yeshua. They don't need to know. All they need to know is that Jesus is alive. And you will prove it to them both by words and in action. That same power that took men into strange lands and gave them victory begins to work in your life too. It begins to work in your life too. Muslims are going to come to Jesus this year. Let me say, if you are here and there is no desire in your heart to do supernatural things this year, this might not be your church this year. I'm saying you can leave too. Thank you. There must be a desire there. Shrines will be empty this year. Shrines will be empty this year. Shrines will be empty this year. You know, you meet someone, I'm speaking about the spirit, and you hug the person, and depression leaves the person. The guy just feels something, just leaving. And the person said, you know, when you hugged me, it's like something lifted. It's like they removed the garment from me. Away with ordinary ministry. This year, supernatural, and everybody here, the young believer, ancient believer, all of us have a part in this thing. That's the church we are building. That's the church God is building. It's not a church of superstars. Where pastor is preaching and we are looking at him like, man, Pastor Teo, as we are, he's preaching, he's saying, man, everybody's, let me say this to you. If only me can do something and you cannot do it, I'm a native doctor. The proof that what I'm doing is real is that I can distribute it, because it's the same spirit that works in me that works in you. That's the proof. If the only thing I can do is them, I'm a medicine doctor.
God is building a people of power and he's making a people of praise.
Get the song on the screen.
That will march through this land by his spirit, and we glorify his precious name.
Let's sing it again.
God is building a people of power. Woo! And he's making a people of praise that will march through this land by his spirit, and we glorify his precious name.
If next,
say, build your church, Lord. Build.
Make us strong, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord.
Through your Son, come on.
Make us one, Lord.
In your body.
In
the kingdom of your Son. Come on, church. One more time.
Say, build your church, Lord.
Build your church, Lord.
Make us strong, Lord.
Make us one, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord.
Through your Son.
Through your Son.
Woo!
Make us one, Lord.
Hey, Madam Andona Shana.
In the kingdom.
Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Beat one more time. Say, build your church, Lord.
Build your church, Lord.
Make us one, Lord.
Make us one, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord.
Through your Son.
Through your Son.
Woo.
Make us one, Lord.
In your body.
In your,
body. In your body,
in
the kingdom of.
One more time.
Say, build your church, Lord.
Build your church, Lord.
Make us one, Lord.
Make us one, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord.
Join our hearts, Lord. Through your Son.
Make us one, Lord. In your body. In the kingdom of your Son.
I'll give you like 5 minutes to pray, then we'll stop. I feel there's still a strong prayer burden in this place, so just take your time praying. Tomorrow we'll have real impartation. You see, this year, if you're not ready for something different in your ministry, teachings that will not be normal. You know, when Jesus was teaching on the road to Emmaus, when he finished, they said, did not our hearts burn within us while he yet spoke with us? There are teachings that make people's hearts burn within them. Did not our hearts burn within us while he was teaching? Did not our hearts burn within us? Teachings that are not ordinary. You're explaining the gospel to someone, the guy cannot contain himself. Intellectualism does not take a land. Smartness does not take cities. You have 2-4 minutes. Pray. Pray it out. There's going to be a lot we will do this year. If you don't know what to pray, just be praying. Away with ordinary Christianity. Away with ordinary ministry. I move into supernatural ministries.
things of the Spirit by the Spirit. Things in the Spirit by the Spirit. In the Spirit by the Spirit. By the Rama Nama Rama Shada. Just pray. I'm made aware of my blessings in Christ. It's going to happen to you. And I'm not confused of my blessings in Christ. This year. And I enjoy all my blessings in Christ. This is my season. This is my time. This is my season. This is my time. I'm made aware of my power in Christ. I'm not confused of my dominion in Christ Jesus. And I enjoy all my power in Christ. I said, this is my season. This is my time. This is my season. This is my time. Many of you will sleep tonight and drop into supernatural visions this night. I just heard the Lord say that to me now. Some of you will go to home tonight and drop into supernatural visions. Visions of Jesus. Visions of angels. Visions of ministry. You will sleep into them tonight. You will sleep into them tonight. We will talk about taking cities through the supernatural church. The supernatural church is the answer to the world. The chains of depression and hearts are falling off now. I just heard the Lord say that to me now. Depression, hurts, and emotional struggles are breaking off now. Joy is going to rise in your heart. Joy is going to rise in your heart. Joy is going to rise in your heart. Depression, struggle, bitterness, emotional struggles, and psychological issues, I sense them lifting. Lifting, just keep praying. I say, I'm lifting by the power of God. By the power of God, there are things that counseling can handle. There are things that power will handle. And I cut those things off. I cut them off. If you are struggling with any form of depression, just put your hands on your head and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Any form of emotional, mental issue, just pray hands on your head. Accept the Lord bringing healing. Bringing healing. Because everything that want to hold you back from the service of the Lord Jesus Christ this year, they will fall off. I heard the Lord say, you will leave this meeting lighter. All those things will be lifted so you can serve Jesus better. I say, Rabata, you spent the whole of last year struggling with bitterness, depression, that one.
God said, you will leave this place lighter, lighter. I heard God say, lighter. They will fall off so that you can serve Jesus better.
One more minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just one more minute. Just keep praying. If you had an issue with depression or emotional issue, where you are standing, begin to laugh. That's what the Lord said. If you had an emotional situation, begin to laugh where you are standing. Laugh. Laugh, laugh. And this is my laugh. Others, just keep praying. Laugh. Forget everybody around you. Laugh out loud. Laugh. Laugh loud. Laugh. 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 It's lifting. Laugh. 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 That issue is lifting. I sense it's lifting. Tormenting your heart, tormenting your mind, is lifting now. You foul spirit, you now know you. You foul devil of depression, be gone from this world now. In the name of Jesus, torment them no more, afflict them no more, oppress them no more. In the name of Jesus. Your hands, let's close. Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God.
We praise your name.
We praise your name.
We lay our crowns.
We lay our crowns and worship you.
We're going to chant that part like 5 times, then I'll leave the stage. Oh, glorious God. We praise your name.
We praise your name.
We lay our crowns.
We lay our crowns. And worship you.
Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God.
We worship you.
We praise your name.
We praise your name.
We
the song like 3 more times. Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God.
We praise your name.
We praise your name.
We lay our crown.
We lay our
crown.
And worship.
Quit again. Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God.
We praise your name. Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God.
We praise you. We lay our crowns down.
We lay our
crowns down. Say, oh, glorious God. Oh, glorious God. Oh, glorious God.
We praise your name. Say, oh glorious God, we praise your name. Say, oh, we lay a crown down. We lay a crown. Say, oh glorious God, oh glorious God, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. We lay our crown. Our ambition, our desire, we accept you. Hello, this year. One last time. Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God.
Woo! Sing it. Oh, church, oh glorious God, we na 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 sha, Simona te kamaro na mate da ba da kanash. We lay our crowns down.
You will leave this meeting with a fresh fire for ministry. You understand? I will still bless you in many ways this meeting. Your finance, your whatever, but then you will leave this meeting fully fired up for ministry. Like, if you know the number of souls I want us to bring in this year as a ministry, and not the kind of things I want us to record, this is the year. Hopes of the supernatural. That's what the Lord said to me. Hopes of the supernatural. You will hear. Oh well. Let's close. I'll continue. I didn't even go half in the teaching today. So maybe tomorrow night I'll continue.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.